many of us have considered it. Some of us actually had the confidence to go through with it. Most of the time, skipping school implies engaging in exciting activities without a care in the world. And for this group of friends, that was precisely the plan. But when they had to take a detour in the woods and came upon someone carrying a gun, that plan completely changed. I'm your host, MC, and this is episode 12 of the MC Hard Podcast. In 2017, in my last semester of high school, some friends and I decided to skip the pep rally for the girls' varsity basketball team making the playoffs for the first time. My last period of the day was theater tech. I was just taking it as a fine arts credit, and two friends of mine in the grade below me were in that class with me. We decided to skip the pep rally, leave school early, and go to the nearby Taco Bell like we did every day. However, administrators and security guards patrolled the parking lots to catch kids trying to skip, so we took a detour through the nature trail on campus in order to avoid them. Once in the nature trail, we came across this kid I hadn't seen before. When we came upon him, we were walking in one direction, parallel to the school, into the back of the parking lot, and he was coming directly toward us. I knew the nature trail well enough to know there was a bend that led deep into the woods, and I figured he had come from there. He was out of breath, and he looked scared. My friends were in the grade below me, and later told me that the kid was in their grade and was just acquaintances with my other two friends. It was supposed to be just a quick hello, but I couldn't help but notice how scared he looked and how suspicious he seemed of us. He asked us what we were doing in the woods, and we told him we were skipping the pep rally. One of my friends asked, "What have you been doing out here? Camping?" Me and my other friend gave a nervous laugh, but the kid didn't crack a smile. He explained that he was dropped off at school that morning and was supposed to get on a bus to take him to DAEP, which was the alternative school that kids who got suspended from school went to. His plain outfit started to make sense now. It was the infamous uniform of the alternative school. He then explained that he didn't want to go to the alternative school, so when his mom dropped him off, he pretended like he would wait for the bus and then hid in the nature trail the full 8 hours of the school day. He was still acting really skittish, and without even looking at each other or speaking to each other, my friends and I could feel that something wasn't right and that we were in some kind of danger. The kid looked around nervously, often as if seeing if someone might have followed us or if we were alone in the woods. We hit him with an, "All right, man, well, good luck. We're going to try to get to our cars and go home before the pep rally ends." When he heard the word cars, he perked up. He started walking with us towards the parking lot, continuing to talk. He becomes a lot more friendly and asks if we could give him a ride home. We give him some half-baked excuses as to why we couldn't. We didn't expect him to ask that. I never met him and my friends barely knew him, but he doesn't take no for an answer. He tells us that people were going to start looking for him pretty soon and that he was going to be in a lot of trouble. We tell him that he'd probably be fine hiding there that deep in the nature trail, but he tells us, "Nah, man, you don't understand. I broke into a car at the fellowship." He pointed in the direction of a megachurch that had a parking lot that backed up to my school. He said, "I took this." From his waistband, he pulled out a handgun, and I felt sick to my stomach. I had never seen a gun in real life before. At this point, I really felt in danger. Not just because he had a gun. I had never really been scared of them. More so that the entire interaction felt uneasy, and that the guy was already unsettling and desperate. One of my friends very cautiously tell him that he should probably just ditch it and take off somewhere. He just stood there, staring at us for an uncomfortable amount of time. His eyes were meeting each of ours. I broke the silence by saying that we wouldn't tell anyone, but that we really had to go before the pep rally ended. My other stupid friend, who had been virtually silent the entire time, spoke up and said, "Yeah, and it's best we're not around if they start looking for you for that, gesturing to the handgun. His eyes narrowed, and once more he asked if one of us could take him home. This time, it felt more like a command. I've never been a super brave person, but at that moment, I don't know why, I just blurted out, "Nah, man, I'm good." Again, there was an uncomfortable silence. Then he asked, "Before you leave, do you guys want to see something?" My first friend was kind of a hothead, and although he was uncomfortable with the situation, he was not afraid of conflict, nor was I. My other friend, however, was not a fan of conflict, and I always would de-escalate first. We all looked at each other, and me and my first friend kind of had an unspoken understanding, like, if this is going to happen, if we have to run or fight, we might have to do it now. My other friend was very visibly afraid. He asked, "What do you want to show us?" And before the kid could answer, my first friend said, "We don't want to see, we have to go." My first friend started briskly walking past the kid, and me and my other friend quickly followed. Within a few steps, we just started sprinting towards the parking lot. I looked back once we were about 50 steps away, and he was still standing there, watching us run. He had put the gun back in his waistband before taking a small adjacent trail back deeper into the woods. By the time we made it to the parking lot, there were police everywhere. We were sweating, out of breath, and terrified. They found the kid in the next 10 minutes. Somehow, in the chaos, nobody saw us exit the nature trail and into the parking lot. But since there were so many cops in the parking lot, we decided to just head back inside through another side door to find that the door was locked. That's when an administrator found us, brought us inside, and shoved us into a classroom where we were able to talk with others and find out what was going on. This is what we could piece together from what we learned. Turns out, that kid had skipped DAEP, hid in the nature trail, broke into a car at the church, and stole a semi-automatic shotgun and a handgun from the car. After stealing the guns, he texted his girlfriend and told her that he was about to do something really terrible and that when she saw his name on the news, she should turn the TV off. He told her explicitly he was going to kill kids at school. She knew he was supposed to be in DAEP and was so worried about the text that she contacted the police. DAEP went on lockdown until officers got a call from a guy at the church that two guns had been stolen from his car behind the school. And that's when they put two and two together and caught him hiding in the woods. I guess when he saw me and my two friends in the nature trail, he quickly hid the shotgun but didn't have time to hide the pistol or didn't care enough to hide it. If you or anyone you know have a horror story that you'd like to be narrated on here, please fill out the form that's linked in the description below. There are also links to the music used, as well as if you want to submit some feedback to help improve your listening experience. My friends, horror is all around us. We just try our best to avoid it. Once again, I'm your host, MC, signing out. Thanks for taking the time to check out the MC Horror Podcast. Have a great night.